Every day in San Francisco, upwards of 8,000 cyclists share the road with nearly 500,000 cars, trucks, motorcycles, buses, and taxis. Here's what Leah Shaham, executive director of the San Francisco Bike Coalition, has to say about it.
Given that taxis are on the streets for such a long time, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe 10 hours a day, you're going to probably run into more problems with a car that's going to be on the road that often.
There's no statistic about the number of accidents involving taxis and bikes, but they do happen. More frequent, though, are everyday annoyances. Taxis stopping in bike lanes to pick up passengers, cutting off bikers on right-hand turns, or honking at bikes that get in their way. The Bike Coalition has a plan to change that dynamic and help everyone get where they're going by teaching taxi drivers to share the road. Reporter Charlie Mintz stopped by a recent class and brings us this report.
Did you all have a good lunch? If you didn't, it's your own fault.
On the third floor of the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency building on South Van Ness by Market Street, a group of about 65 taxi drivers in training sit at desks in a long, fluorescently lit conference room.
Now that you're going to become cab drivers, you're going to have to start finding places on this street to find, and good places to eat.
This mandatory one-day training class ends with a 70-question test, which earns the drivers a temporary operator's permit. Bike safety is the last lesson before the test, and it taps into a lot of frustration.
Too many people riding bikes these days. Sometimes when I make a right turn, some bikes, they come over me and, oh man, what was that? I say, you know, it was going to be an accident.
That's Mamadou Hassin. He used to drive a cab in Daly City. Now he wants to drive in San Francisco, so he has to get recertified. He's passed the background check, filed his applications. But if he wants to ace the test, he'll need to pay attention to this guy.
All right, so hi everybody. I'm Mark Caswell. I'm program manager of the San Francisco Bike Coalition.
Mark Caswell is one of those people you see biking in suits around the city. He's program manager for the San Francisco Bike Coalition, the city's most established bike advocacy group. Caswell has been teaching this class since it began, over a year now, and he's seen almost 1,000 future taxi drivers come through. He says they're some of the most important drivers to reach.
The reason I'm talking to you as taxi drivers is because you are the ones who set the tone of the street. You're the ones who drive the most. You're the ones who have the most miles day in and day out.
Caswell has half an hour to teach these cab drivers how to coexist safely with cyclists. So he gets to the point quickly, gesturing at a photo of two drivers. One irate, one calm.
So you could either be this guy on the left, rah, 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 or you could be the guy on the right who's smiling and happy. It's up to you.
The lessons are ones you probably learned in driver's ed. Don't speed, share the road, and be aware of what's around you. Maybe you've heard about dooring. It's when a driver opens his car door into the path of a cyclist.
It's the third leading crash in San Francisco for bicycle injuries. A few years ago, a person was actually killed because of someone opening their door. They were traveling downhill and someone opened the door. The person was actually killed from that. So this isn't just oopsie, fall down, scrape a knee.
Caswell gives some tips to avoid this situation. Check your mirrors, advise passengers to watch out, and don't think you know everything.
Y'all probably were rolling your eyes and going, why are you going to do a section on turning? I bet you will learn something in the turning section. It will be something that will surprise you that you didn't know, most of you.
About 1 in every 10 accidents happens because a driver didn't turn properly. Right turns are especially dangerous because cars have to go into the bike lane. If the car or the bike doesn't follow the rules, things can get ugly. One driver shared his story of right turn rage.
Yeah, I make a right turn from 1000th to the 3rd Street.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the bike rider was behind me. When I stopped to make a right turn to let the traffic go, he hit my car, he spit in my window. What do you want me to do in this situation? I'm a limo driver and I have a customer in the car.
Yeah. So I'm going to explain how you turn right safely and easily to avoid scaring someone.
Caswell says there are rules drivers and cyclists can follow that make it easy to avoid this kind of situation. Ready? If you're a driver, signal. Check your mirror and your blind spot, and then go all the way to the curb before you turn right. Don't wait until you get to the intersection to swerve.
It's really simple. Turn from the curb. Simple three words there. Turn from the curb.
If you're a cyclist, stay aware and stay out of the driver's blind spot.
So what you would need to do is if you're on a bike here, you'd want to slow down and give room and let someone go here.
Proper turning is important. But the bigger takeaway from Caswell's presentation is awareness. To demonstrate, he shows a video, totally unrelated to driving. On screen are two basketball teams, one wearing white, one wearing black.
So this is an awareness test. The question is, how many passes does the team in white make?
The players fan out and start passing the ball back and forth.
What'd you get?
13?
Yep, 13. But here's the question. Did you see the moonwalking bear? Anyone?
No, we did not see the moonwalking bear.
No one? Let's watch the clip one more time.
Caswell rewinds, slows down, and plays the clip again. Yep, there is a guy in a bear suit doing a pretty decent moonwalk right through the middle of the group. We were all so focused on counting the passes that we didn't notice him at all. Caswell makes the lesson explicit. That bear could be a cyclist. You have to train yourself to expect him.
So it's easy to miss something that you're not looking for. You were all focused on that ball, and you missed this guy in a big old bear suit dancing in the middle of the thing.
By the end of class, the drivers know a lot of useful things, like that bike riders are allowed to use a full lane if there's no other good option, how to enter the protected bike lanes to pick up disabled passengers. But most importantly, they know that bikes and taxis, they don't have to be enemies. After class, a driver named Hisham El Amwari, who passed his 70-question test and earned his temporary permit, says he feels ready to deal with San Francisco bike riders.
I'm originally from Morocco, so I used to drive a bicycle. So I know what it is, you know. I can tell it's hard to drive in San Francisco bicycle because of the lot of, there's a lot of cars, Mionis, and a lot of hills. It's hard. Yeah, so I respect them a lot. So when I'm going to be like a taxi driver, I'll give them all their rights.
There's no data on the class's effectiveness, but the San Francisco Bike Coalition reports anecdotally that after taking the class, the city's new taxi drivers feel ready to hit the road and not the horn. In San Francisco, I'm Charlie Mintz for Cross Currents.